afternoon, Truth Wins team. Oh, if you look, Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
An interesting title, but before we get into anything, we'll do our prayer and then we'll be ready to go.
Well, thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for all your ways in our lives. Guide us, direct us in everything we do, Lord. We seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us. We thank you, Father, that this production is a blessing unto the body of Christ and the future body of Christ. We thank you, Father, that all is cognizant of the truth shall set us free. We walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, we're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus our Lord. We ask this now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we all said, Amen.
Well, as we know, last week we were talking about Jesus' doctrine, and Jesus' doctrine is the sower sows the word. So the seed that we have is our words. We say God's word that has power in it, and it's planted in our heart, and we water it with the word. We take care of it, because as we all know, if you're a farmer and you have seed and you don't plant it and take care of it, do you get a harvest?
Yeah, and the right... Oh, the water isn't there, or the sun isn't there, or something's not there. It won't. It has to all the pieces have to come together like a puzzle.
Right. So what we're going to do is show you, now that you know, like, that Satan basically comes to steal the word from you, like what you can do and how you're going to help to be one of the gets the 30, 60, or 100 fold. So we'll go off to our first scripture.
The 2 Corinthians 10. 4-5. The weapons we use are not human ones. Our weapons have power from God and can destroy the enemy's strong places. We destroy people's arguments and we tear down every proud idea that raises itself against the knowledge of God. We also capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ, the Messiah.
Right. So we'll go back to here. And so I think the important part there is we've sown the word, and then we need to make sure that as the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches or whatever comes along, we don't listen to it, because that's our weapon to have...
Yeah, that's unbelief trying to get into our system, and we put it down.
Right, we put it down. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the beginning. So the whole system is to know in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God in the very beginning set up the whole earth based on what the Word said, what His Word said. So let's see what He had to say back in Genesis for us to know.
Genesis, yes. The book of beginnings. Says in Genesis 1:11, then God said, let the earth grow grasses, plants that make grain, and fruit trees. The fruit trees will make fruit with seeds in it, and each plant will make its own kind of seed. Let these plants grow on the earth. And it happened.
Right, so here we're seeing God saying it. First of all, God says, let this happen. And because of the power in His word, there's suddenly all these plants. But the unique
part...
Well,
everything has a plant. Even humans have plants.
Right, we have seeds in us. And yeah. We have physical seeds in the sense that we can bear children after our kind. So when we have a baby, we don't have a dog, we have a human.
But if you're a rock, you're not going to have a seed.
Right, because it's not a living thing. So when you have an apple tree and you plant the apple seed, you don't come up with a peach tree. So this is teaching us... some basics. This is a physical basis, but it also pertains to spiritual happening. So what are we planting in our heart? Are we planting God's word, or are we planting
unbelief from the devil?
Or fear? Because as we know with Job said, the thing I feared came upon me. So Because Job is the first book in the Bible chronologically. Yeah, and the reason it's there is it's to teach us about spiritual formation, which somehow I don't know that I would say Satan tried to get rid of it.
Yeah, he tried to obscure it and try to make it like unbelievable or it was some idea some guy made up. But it was a real man.
Right. Well, and it's interesting that Satan in the book got Job to say, I wish no one would know when I'm born, and there seems to be confusion, but you
right.
can actually track his birth.
He created confusion because of his words, of his mouth.
Right. And so,
Job's mouth said that. And so from then on, everybody, you know, the scholars are all going, oh, well, we don't really know. Yeah, we do know. He's the third son of Issachar.
And you can see.
And Issachar is the grandson of Abraham.
Right, and then we can see Eliphaz.
Or the great-grandson.
Eliphaz, who's also in the story, is his like second cousin. So there really is a lineage there. We can see what's happening. But the big point we're really sticking with is about sowing seed producing after its kind. If you're going to have sovereignty, which sovereignty means you're the ruling thing, let's see what Jesus says we're supposed to do. How are we getting our sovereignty? How are we being above other people? How are we doing that? Let's see what
it
says.
I know.
Let's see what it says.
It says Genesis 1:26-28. Then God said, now let's make humans who will be like us. Us. That's really cool. They will rule over all the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. And they will rule over all the large animals and all the little things that crawl on the earth. So God created humans in his own image. He created them to be like himself. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said to them, have many children. Find the earth, fill the earth, and take control of it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. Rule over everything that moves on the earth.
Right.
Isn't that interesting that he created man in his likeness?
Right, because
we are a spirit. A lot of people don't realize that. We are first a spirit. God is a spirit. We are a spirit. But we have these two other entities, which is our soul, which is a way of seeing the flesh, seeing the physical. We have to have a soul in order to recognize that more readily. And then we have a body, our spacesuits for the physical realm that God created with his words.
Right, so we're kind of triune the way God is. But the important part is we're created in the God kind. So God had sovereignty. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So the words he spoke happened because he has sovereignty. He's the top ruling power. That's what sovereignty means.
Sovereignty means the number one, the dude.
Right, so it's like the verse was, let's see, have dominion.
Dominion.
But I kind of like the word sovereignty. It sounds more
regal.
He's a
sovereign. Remember they used to call the king the sovereign.
Right. I like sovereignty better than dominion. But we are having take dominion over. So we have dominion. So it was like when I went to walk with Hollywood.
Why would God say... Oh, go ahead.
I went for a walk with Hollywood and coyotes came out towards us. And
right.
I just said, stop in the name of Jesus. And the coyote sat down.
The coyote sat down and goes, okay.
Okay, and so we walked, we turned around and we decided to walk to the car.
It was a pretty good sized coyote too. It was one of the head dude.
Right.
Of the coyote family.
Right, and one time I was out, I think I've told this before, and a mountain lion appeared kind of down at the end of the park I was in, and I kind of went, okay, what do I do now? And that's where the Holy Spirit is always so helpful. So my first thought was take and put the dog back on the leash because I let her walk when nobody's near us. She just walks free in the parks and stuff. And so I put her on the leash and I turned around and it was like I had this thing, don't run. Just walk swiftly, but don't run. because you would think you would want to run away from a mountain lion, but I didn't run. And Randy was kind of sitting up on the hill looking out at the lake, and I just said to him, get up, go get in the car. At first he sat there.
Unlock the car.
And he's going, what?
I leave the door open for the dog to get in now.
I go, get up and go get in the car. Which he goes, okay, because that's not a normal thing to do.
What?
And I got in the car and we were fine and the mountain lion didn't come get us.
He went his way.
Right. So what the whole idea is, God gives us dominion. We have dominion with our words, or also the Holy Spirit gives us ways, like, possibly you could tell, like, if you come across when you're walking, say, a rattlesnake in your path, you could say, stop in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit could say, turn around, go the other way. But you'll be safe, is what the
right.
point
and,
is.
And in the beginning, God's saying, you notice, if everything was perfect and everything was there was no threats or things out of line, God wouldn't have said, hey, there's anything out of line. But things get out of line, and he's saying, beware of those things getting out of line.
Be sovereign.
Be sovereign and put it down so that it has no power over you and the kingdom. Your kingdom, man's kingdom is the earth.
Right, because we could run into a little kitty on the trail and you could just pick it up and move it. But if an elephant came down the trail, then you need to use your authority with words.
Here's this little Indian guy telling this gigantic elephant to do what it did. You know what I mean? He's trained it to do, pick up logs or whatever. In the olden days, they used to do a lot of labor for the man because they didn't have tractors and cranes and all that. So they used the elephant. An elephant was, it was well taken care of. He didn't have to run out, and he probably gave him hay and he took care of him and made sure that he was in underneath.
Right, because a good sovereign king would take care
of his
kingdom.
Subjects, right. his servants. And
right.
Really, if you find the truth of what servant means is employee.
Right.
In the Bible you see servant, but it's really an employee.
Right, so I'm going to recap again. So at the beginning we said, capture every thought. And
right.
then, because we've been studying
but
about...
But how do you capture? Why would you capture a thought unless you knew that it was the word of God comes against that? So you would capture it and put it down because the word of God is saying something different. Anything that's separate or different from the word of God, you put it down.
Right, so it says, think on the good, lovely, beautiful, if there be any virtue, if there's any praise, think on these things. So first we're going to capture our thoughts so that when we say our words, we're saying God's words. And then God went on to show that in the beginning in Genesis, he set up seed time and harvest. And in the case of man having sovereignty, he uses his words as seeds. Now people,
right.
I know people...
Words are seeds.
Because Jesus said the sower sows the word. You can go look it up in the
right.
New Testament.
It says it in John, and it's also in...
Right, but where I'm going with this is people go, well, you sow money and then you get money. But I don't think that's really what it is. What it says is the word of God says, bring your tithes into the storehouse and prove him, and I'll open the windows of heaven. So it's saying to bring it. But then you say your word is really what causes it to happen. As you say over it, I brought my money in and it's God's going to open the windows of heaven. I give and it's given unto me. The word is the seed. You may say the word seed over health. You may, and it will, like sickness, you don't talk sickness. You talk, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus took my infirmities and diseases. Being infirmity is really considered old age diseases.
Right.
So you don't, he took your arthritis. You don't have to take it. So we're trying to teach you that what you're using as your weapon, because it says we have a weapon. Our weapon is our words.
Words.
Mixed with our faith.
Not money.
Not money.
Money does have power, but it's a soulish word of power.
We're talking spiritual realm. And Jesus
right.
said in the spirit, you use your words. So let's go on. I believe.
Not that money's bad, but you use it properly.
But I'm going to go to
the next. According to the word of God.
I'm going to go to the next one. I believe this is our next one. Hopefully I haven't lost track of where I'm at. And this is it.
It says from 1 John 4:4. I love this. says, "Dear children, you belong to God, so you have won the victory over these people, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world."
Right, I know sometimes people say like, "Oh, you're trying to be God, you're talking like God." Well, yes,
well, yeah,
sense,
we're made in the God kind.
Yeah, we want to have the outcome that God wants us to have. So by saying his words,
see, there's the realm of the God kind, and then there is a derivative of that, or there's angels, which are spirit beings. God is a spirit being. We're a spirit being with a flesh and with a soul. They, angels are, don't have the rights that man have. And then there's animals on earth that have the word of God rules their ways. You know, like why does the geese go to the, go? And how do they know where they are? It's because the word of God gave them that rule. That law in their existence that causes them to survive in the makeup of the whole planet Earth.
But the nice thing is the verse that we said, it says, "Have dominion over everything that moves." So you can have all kinds of things. You have everything in the earth that moves, we have dominion over. So let's go to our next verse.
It says in Luke 17:6, the Lord said, If your faith is as big as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, dig yourself up and plant yourself in the ocean, and the tree will obey you. And in Mark 11:20-21 says, the next morning, okay, this is about Jesus. Jesus shows the power of seed faith. The next morning, Jesus was walking with his followers. They saw the fig tree that he had spoken to the day before, and the tree was dry and dead, even the roots. Peter remembered the tree and said to Jesus, Yeshua, "Teacher, look, yesterday you told that fig tree to die. Now it is dry and dead."
Right. So that's the authority, the sovereignty that he's telling us that we are given in Genesis. I do realize there was the fall of man. There's Adam fell. But Jesus has died and risen again and given the authority back to us. So that's
another thing that we need to know is that says that when you're born again, you abide in Jesus, and Jesus abides in God, and God abides in Jesus, and we abide in the same thing. So if you abide in me, and I abide, and what you say will come to fruition because you're abiding in God.
Well, the other day I was listening to YouTube, and I was listening to someone, and then suddenly Catherine Kuhlman came on, and I wasn't really thinking, like, one ended, and then she popped up, and I thought...
Yeah, we've seen... Twice we were in a conference with Catherine Kuhlman speaking in the early days of my youth. Not my youth, I was probably 20 years old.
But the thing I liked about it is she said, if you want things to happen, you should go, she said, suggested, which is what I said last week, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That's something you can say every time something,
"Lord is my shepherd,
I shall not want." So... every time, like she's saying, every time something comes against it, like you get a bill and you think, "Oh, I can't pay that," and seal your lips, and what comes out your mouth is the seed you're planting in your heart.
Be careful what you say.
"The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." And that's very simple.
I shall not have any wants because all my needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
But you don't even have to say that much.
That's the way you need to think about it.
But you can say it very simple. If you get a doctor's report instead of calling up and whining to your family, sister, friend, whoever, coworker, stop, zip your lip, and you say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." By that having a want, God
takes... They come
takes...
up to you and you say, "Well, you just sneezed, you must be getting a cold." I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Or we're going to make it really simple for them. If they're just starting out, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Everybody can say that one if you don't know a whole bunch. But you could start a belief book and begin doing that. Because actually down the future, that's I think what we're going to do is a book. We're going to call it the Truth Wins book.
The Truth Wins book.
Because the hard part for people I think today is there's been a lot of false teaching, false saying, people lying.
Yeah.
And now with AI and all the things, people can say, oh, this happened, and you look at it and you think it did and it's all fake. So, but the one thing that's not
you
fake.
You got to make sure.
Is the Bible. The Bible is true. Because it says.
Every instance.
It says God cannot lie. So you
God
know
God cannot
that.
Lie.
So we're going to give you some advice and then we'll be right back.
It says, forget everything. Yeah, this is what, I remember this. This is cool. Forget everything you have been taught throughout your life. Read the Bible cover to cover and believe what it tells you. If necessary, look up the Greek and the Hebrew translations to get the true full meaning. Remember, God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 14:28 says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you.
I'm like, whoa, man, that is profound.
That's profound. If you say something that you shouldn't say, you better go, oh, I've repented of that. I put that down.
Right. Well,
I don't agree with that. I don't want to say that.
Well, and that was when they were whining out in the desert, when they were wandering around. They were whining.
They were
whining. And God, they said, we don't have any meat. Well, it was one of them. I always think of, we don't have any meat. And then he gave them partridges, I think.
No, it was quail.
And then they ate so much that they got sick.
They got sick.
Because
they went from one extreme to the other.
Right. So
you gotta be quick to listen, slow to speak.
Right. So as we're going to recap, because I think we're starting to have more followers and we're really excited to see the numbers are going up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so keep sharing.
Because Jesus is the reason it happened.
Right. Because this is how you're going to have sovereignty in your life. It says capture every thought and then replace it with the word of God. Say that word of God, get it in your heart. And just like the farmer, the physical kind of shows, because Jesus says the farmer plants the seed and he goes to sleep day and night and then the sprout comes up and then the full ear. So our harvest might take a bit to come up, but if we plant God's word, the seed is in the word. It's just like the seed is in the apple tree. It has its own seed. The word.
You have confidence in the word and you also have patience.
Right. So it says the word will come. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed. So the word you have does not have to be large, but you have to plant it and care for it.
Well, you notice that's something I learned recently, I'd say, that the meaning it doesn't take a lot of faith to make things happen. It's just the unbelief is too big for your faith. So you need to destroy the unbelief so that the little faith, the small faith as a mustard seed, will manifest in the physical, causing the physical to move aside or do what you tell it to do.
Right. So
because if you're completely, you have great faith and you do not allow the flesh, the physical, the ideas of the physical, that we're living in a body, and we have to kind of put it down. We have the, as Father or Brother Lord said, practice the presence of God. And he said, if you want to come visit me, don't talk to me about anything but the Word of God. Because I don't want, it sounds like Smith Wigglesworth when what was his name? Came to the front door. He had a newspaper under his arm. And he was a great preacher too.
He told him to leave the newspaper outside.
He told him to leave the newspaper outside because we ain't bringing the devil's word.
We're bringing.
Well, I don't know if he said the devil's word.
No, you only want to do God's word.
Yeah, it's like Father Lloyd said, I've finally understood how to get what I need. I'm in the presence of God all the time. I'm always there. And one way to do it is, I for myself, it depends on you, but when I do things and I keep myself in the presence of God by speaking in tongues, it really does edify me as I'm walking down the street or doing something. I do that. I don't have to make it out, you know, I don't have to interpret it, but I know what it is. It's praising God. And I continue to do that all the time. And it just makes my life, it's like gold to my body and my mind and my spirit.
Right, so you've got to have the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keeps our hearts and minds. So start reading your word. I heard a Mirror Bible's a good Bible. I'm going to go look up one of those. I have
to look and see in Genesis about the creation of Adam.
But I want to look up the mirror.
What that says.
But I also bought a new book. It hasn't come, or I might share it with you. So I don't know if it's really that great, but it was a book written a long time ago. It was written by the first person that compiled Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into just a book that's chronological with them all mixed together. I thought that would be a fun book to
read. I remember the guy that did in New York, the preacher, he did a book like that once.
I think people have, but I know I have. Andrew Womack did one, and he did a very comprehensive one, but it's almost too much because it's like so good. I just wanted a simple one, more like reading a novel where you just read the story and all the parts
like,
are in the
like
novel.
Like in the last chapter of Matthew and the last chapter of Mark are really one episode.
Right.
So Jesus says, I'm all power on heaven and earth. I have it all. And right. then he goes on to tell them that says, if you aren't born again, to be born again, and if you're not, you're damned. He says that in the King James. And I thought, whoa, you're damned. So anyway, then he goes on, he says all these things that we need to know.
Right, and probably the one I...
Cast out devils.
Well, that would be...
Speak with new tongues.
No, but that's...
And then he went to heaven.
No, but the part I liked is the first one he said, which seems odd, but then when we think about spiritual formation, it isn't. Cast out devils. That's back to stop every evil imagination. Who's the person that's our enemy? Is your neighbor your enemy? Is your boss your enemy?
Do not fight against flesh and blood.
We fight against Satan. So the first thing you want to do is get born again and cast out any demons, because they're the ones who are going to try to get you off your path of thinking good, lovely, and beautiful and perfect. And then you cast them out. You control your thoughts. You read the word, you put it in, and when something happens, what pops out right away is the word of God. And then, then what are we going to have? You know what the word was? What are we having when that happens? Do you know that word?
Well, you're
sovereignty.
Sovereignty. Well, I know the word, but I didn't know the
that was the one
there.
I know. So that's what we're going to have. We're going to have
sovereignty. We are sovereigns with God.
Right. We're going to have dominion over anything that moves. So like Jesus had dominion even over the tree, because do trees move in the wind?
Well,
they do move.
The tree was telling him he couldn't have any fruit. It was out of order. So Jesus said, you don't exist.
Right. So the tree is moving in the sense, well, the wind would be the wind moving it. But the tree's moving in the sense its roots are growing. So anything that's on earth that moves, it said in Genesis, if you use the word of God, you have sovereignty or dominion over it.
Yeah, so if the tornado shows up at your back door and you tell it to go away in the name of Jesus.
Right, because it's moving. So you have dominion over it.
You have dominion over the weather.
Sovereignty.
You have dominion over all the creeping things. The creeps, as it says in the King James Version. I remember that when Charles Capps said, yeah, we got dominion over the creeps.
Anyway, so we're going to say like and subscribe. We're happy for our new people that have subscribed. We're working on, we're going to work on maybe reorganizing our website, get it a little easier for you guys to use.
We want to make it more intuitive and user-friendly.
And we're thinking of some new programs, some studies, like make study lessons that you can just go and use for free. We're just trying to spread the word of God. So you're going to put up.
Oh. Truth wins.
Truth wins. Like and truth subscribe, wins. Share with you your friends.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Right, the truth is the word of God. Jesus is the truth.
Right, and we look forward to hearing from you at prayer@truthwins.com. Send us your prayer requests. We've had so many wonderful healings and miracles, and we'll just keep having them.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
And any questions, you can ask questions there. And anything else?
Jesus is...
Oh, I know what this is. It's kind of funny. We've had strange computer issues, so we got a new router.
Kick the devil.
No, we got a new router, and we named it... We named our thing Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. It is, you know, my son-in-law was putting in this new Wi-Fi thing.
No, it was your grandson.
My grandson, what did he say?
Your son-in-law.
No, no, no. My son-in-law's son. My daughter's son, okay. Anyway, he was putting it all in, you know, and it was the latest, greatest, the biggest, best Wi-Fi, and I'm going, yeah, right, I'm not sure I like all that. But anyway, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. So anyway, he puts it all in, and he goes, well, he's setting it all up, and he's saying,
what do
you want to call it? And it came to me just really fast. Call it Jesus. Okay, he said, okay, we'll call the username is Jesus.
And we don't tell him the
password. Yeah, we don't tell him the password.
I know, I was waiting for you to tell what the password was,
I'm
too.
I'm not telling you that.
But
you come to our neighborhood and you put on your Wi-Fi, you'll see, Netgear 25 or whatever.
Yeah, but
you know?
That's not the funny part. That's not the funny part. So then I went to hook it up to our Roku, and so I'm hooking it up, and I put in Jesus, and then I put in the password, and I push it, and it goes, connecting to Jesus.
Connecting to Jesus.
I love that. That's what we all need
to
do.
So we're connecting to Jesus.
Be in the presence of God and connect to Jesus. So that was kind of our funny thing
was
we
really
did
cool.
this week. So anyway, that's all we'll say. Like and subscribe.
And thank you, Jesus, for telling me to call it Jesus, because we're connecting to Jesus.
We're connecting to Jesus, and we hope you're connecting to Jesus, and you have a great week.
Amen.
You control your thoughts. You replace them with the Word of God. You plant your seeds, and whoa, the harvest is amazing.
Right.
See you next week.